Senate Democrats today are demanding that the White House hold the CIA accountable after the release of that so-called torture report yesterday. It detailed the CIA program to detain and interrogate terrorism suspects in the years after the September 11th attacks, and it has further damaged trust of Americans in the intelligence community. In a moment, we'll get reaction from Afghanistan, but right now let's bring in Paul Piller, who served as a senior intelligence officer with the CIA. He's now at the Center for Security Studies at Georgetown University. Paul Piller, what is your response now, about a day later, to this report? Are things in there that surprised you?
No, not really. In fact, I think the issue was already out there, discussed a lot, debated a lot. We even knew a lot of the details. So that's one of the things that crosses my mind. The other thing is that this is mainly a story of how the American mood and American priorities have changed significantly since those first couple of years after 9/11, when we collectively as Americans had a far more militant mood and were prepared to do things that we otherwise wouldn't be prepared to do. And what I don't think all the attention over the last 24 hours to this report has really focused on properly is that that has changed. And that has a lot to do with this national hand-wringing about what happened several years ago.
But you'd have to admit that this has been pretty damaging for Americans' trust in the CIA. The idea that the president was being not kept in the loop about what was going on, that people were being misled, that these tactics were much more brutal than first thought. How damaging has this been to the American people's trust in the Central Intelligence Agency?
Well, let's be careful about the implications to be drawn. I mean, there were accusations in the report. I think people ought to, anyone who reads the report or the summary of it, ought to also read the CIA's official report, which also came out yesterday, and was a very detailed comment and examination of all the issues that the Senate report dealt with. The CIA's report agreed with a number of things, having to do mainly with inadequate management supervision and evaluation of the program, things of that nature. But it disagreed rather strongly, and I think persuasively for anyone who reads the document, with the idea that the seniors in the executive branch, including the president and the White House, and the overseers in Congress were somehow misled or not adequately briefed.
So you think that they were all kept in the loop, that President Bush knew exactly what was going on, for example?
President Bush said that in his memoir. And then if you go back to other senior officials in the Bush administration, Vice President Cheney has been quite vocal about that in recent days, saying this was all totally authorized. I knew exactly what was going on, and this was not in any way some kind of rogue operation.
So you don't seem to have any problem with what went on here.
I've got a lot of problems with what went on here. I was on record, as was Leon Panetta at the same time about 5 years ago when we both contributed to a piece in the Washington Monthly, which was titled "No Torture, No Time," and I think the proper position to take here, I would identify with, is that of Mr. Panetta, which he reasserted in his memoir, in which he said, "Yes, some information of use was gained through these methods, but if the president came to him today and asked him, 'Should we do this stuff?' he would say no."
How confident are you that this kind of thing is not going on today, that it has not happened since President Obama said this was contrary to American values?
Certainly as a matter of official policy or the policy and practice of an agency that's officially sanctioned, I'm quite confident that nothing's going on. That said, there are always the possibility of individual abuses, and indeed, some of the things that were detailed in the Senate report were instances of individual abuse that went beyond what was authorized, and those matters were referred to the Department of Justice.
Do you think there should be prosecutions of people who did that?
The Department of Justice has looked into this reportedly not just once, but repeatedly, and has already made its determinations and has decided that the answer is no.
Do you agree with that?
I do. If you start casting a net of accountability that translates into prosecutions, you would have to cast that net very, very widely.
Paul Pillar, I want to ask you one more thing, and that is about the role of the White House here. They've got a complicated role because they are trying to channel the anger of the American people about what we've learned in this report, and at the same time trying to keep a good relationship with people who are putting their lives on the line every day at the CIA. How do they do that? How does the White House sort of maintain that balance?
I think the White House statement yesterday was very appropriate and very well worded in a number of respects. One was to express its confidence in and its appreciation for the efforts of people at the working level in agencies such as the CIA. I also thought it was a rather realistic and graceful touch for the current White House to refer to the previous administration facing, I think their word was, difficult choices in the days immediately after 9/11. This was not just some partisan effort to say we're against torture and the previous Bush people were in favor of it. Instead, it was a gentle and I think accurate recognition that the mood has changed from the first days after 9/11 until now, and that's affected Republicans, Democrats, and just about everyone else in America.
That's Paul Pillar, who was a senior intelligence officer with the CIA and is now at the Center for Security Studies at Georgetown University. Paul Pillar, thanks again.
You are quite welcome.